Now let's lead off with the city of Bloomington, turning to a 25-year police department veteran to lead the force. More from WGLT's Eric Stock.
City Manager Tim Gleason introduced Dan Donath as the city's new police chief at a City Hall news conference.
Dan emerged as the obvious choice for me, and I don't think people in this room will be surprised at that.
Gleason says a trait he consistently heard from coworkers and others who have worked with Donath was his high character.
Some of the comments that I heard about Dan was that he was a man of integrity. He is a great neighbor. He is a man of his word.
Donath admits he was a little surprised when he found out Tuesday that he was chosen.
It's hard to absorb and think about that, you know, when I started my career 25 and a half years ago, that I would be in this position, because it wasn't my goal. My goal was just to come in and work hard and do a good job and try to make a difference. And that approach has just led me to this position.
Donath has climbed the police department ranks over the years. Last year, he was named an assistant chief and served as interim co-chief following Clay Wheeler's retirement in June. Donath was named a finalist along with the Parkland College Police Chief Bill Colebrook. They emerged from a field of more than 60 applicants. Donath says he'd like to bolster the department's community outreach.
There's some things I'd like to do. I'd like to work on our community policing aspect a little bit. I've got, you know, a different view of that, or not a different view, but an expanded view of that.
Donath's salary will be $151,000. He was sworn in as chief during a private ceremony. There will be a public swearing in on September 9th. For the leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.